Are you freaked out by AI? For a lot of us, the recent advances in generative artificial intelligence are disorienting, and it's still not clear whether it's more of a threat or a boon to humanity. But we may have more to say about that outcome than you think, according to Verity Harding, the author of AI Needs You: How We Can Change AI's Future and Save Our Own. Verity is the director of the AI and Geopolitics Project at the Bennett Institute for Public Policy at the University of Cambridge and founder of Formation Advisory, a consultancy firm that advises on the future of technology and society. She was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Verity Harding, author of AI Needs You: How We Can Change AI's Future and Save Our Own. Today, I'm going to be sharing five key insights from my book. Insight number one is that all technology is political. Science and technology are often presented as something merely neutral that can be then used for either good or bad. But this isn't technically true. In fact, most inventions and discoveries are not developed in isolation, but are very heavily influenced by the politics and culture of the societies they emerge from. Because it's that politics and culture that decides whose work gets funded and whose doesn't, and how those technologies are received and regulated. AI is no different. Insight number two is that because AI is being built by human beings, it will reflect human flaws. In the book, I write about the light and the dark of AI, the great promise of this new technology, as well as its more troubling sides. I'm perfectly comfortable, for example, with AI recommending me a TV show to watch, but I'd be much more nervous about an AI doctor or lawyer. Your views will be different. AI reflects humanity in all its complicated glory. So to ensure that we end up with AI that does more good than harm, we need to be alive to both possibilities and careful about where we allow AI to enter. Insight number three is that we have a lot to learn from the past. Having worked in the tech industry for a long time, I know that it's not well known for its humility. But while AI is new, the history of invention is not. In my book, I take three examples of transformative technologies, the space race, IVF, and the internet, to show how we've managed change in the past. But I don't look at the technical details as much as the political ones, not, for example, the United States' relative satellite capabilities compared with the Soviet Union, but the United Nations Treaty of 1967, which made outer space the province of all mankind, a lofty and noble ambition, even against the backdrop of a Cold War. Looking at how we got there can teach us a lot about what we need to do today to save our future. Insight number four is that history gives us hope. In that same example of the UN Outer Space Treaty, we see that even in the middle of what was an unstable and dangerous world, where the threat of nuclear war between the United States and the Soviet Union was all too real, compromise and cooperation were possible. In my other two examples, there are similar cause for hope, as we see scientists and politicians and the public working together to guide technological change towards the public good. We have managed great change peacefully before, and we can do it again. Insight number five is that AI needs you. The good news about AI being very heavily influenced by the politics and culture of today is that this means we all have a role to play in how AI evolves and influences the future. The more people who get involved in guiding the future of AI, the better. So what do you want? I hope this book helps you to think about what you want from AI, as well as an idea about how to get it. There is a place for all of us at the table, and AI needs you to have an opinion and to express it. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the book and it gives you food for thought about the future.
Thank you, Verity. That was Verity Harding with five big ideas from AI Needs You: How We Can Change AI's Future and Save Our Own. You might also like our book bite for The Datapreneurs: The Promise of AI and the Creators Building Our Future by Bob Muglia and Steve Hamm. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.